Right. Welcome, pieces of shit. Anyway, Scotty and them are going to talk for a minute.
Okay. Hey, everybody.
Hey, this is what's up?
Deep. This is
Fat Deep Pride.
This is yeah.
We're here.
Yep.
So we got a lot of shit coming on Patreon.
There you go.
This month.
Tons.
And if you're not a patron right now, then you're fucking insane,
dude.
In addition to the normal shit, which is, you know, already a giant buffet of content.
There is other shit, dude, aren't they?
Yep. Yep. There is new shit.
What the
shit.
Fuck? Are you guys sick too?
Like, what?
Where's the goddamn enthusiasm?
Dude, you what do you what the fuck do you want us to do, TJ? You're
act
like a black hole of fucking energy right now. You're like sucking all the air out of the room with your incessant sickness.
God, TJ, we feel so disgusted.
Oh,
to be
I got the sniffles, guys. Let me act like a fucking
bad.
Let me act like a
did
fucking
did I call TJ today? Never even call me back, man. I said I didn't just show up here.
He didn't even like get on his Twitter much today.
Didn't
usually
text,
that's your
didn't call, that, didn't write.
A barometer.
Don't you care anymore, TJ?
Yeah, man.
Don't you fucking
when
care.
You don't care, don't you realize, TJ, that we're like the Wonder Twins, but we're the Wonder Triplets. And if one of us doesn't bring the ring, we can't activate our powers and take the form of the salty ball.
Shut up and
the
Scottist. Promote the goddamn Patreon, you lazy sons of bitches.
We're going to be doing Dank Dungeons and Drunken Dragons this month, which is
going
to be fucking awesome.
We are going to the Renaissance Festival in our area.
We're going to the Ren Fair to do some crazy shit. That's going to be for you $10 patrons.
Probably a live stream even.
We just filmed our first pre-show, which is like our little warm-up 10 minutes before the show. We all get together and talk some shit to each other to kind of get our vocal cords.
And that's what level of patrons is that for?
That's 10? For $10 folk.
Yeah, the $10 because they're the ones who get the behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. But I mean, it's just a giant month filled with content.
Anaconda review.
Yeah, we got a movie review coming up. You're not going to want to miss it. So if you're not a patron, become a fucking patron already. What are you doing?
Did you guys talk about the Renaissance Festival?
Yeah, we talked about the Renaissance.
Of course, we fucking
fair.
Talked about it, TJ. Did you even do any research for this episode, TJ? You just stood in your fucking goddamn bed sleeping all day.
I pretty much slept all day.
I slept all day. So the norm then, TJ?
No, that's not the norm.
That is the norm for you, TJ, you lazy sack of shit.
No, it's not.
What time do you normally get up? 5 o'clock, if we're lucky?
I don't know, but I...
I don't know! Then if you don't know, then how do you know I'm wrong?
I guess I don't.
There you go, I'm right. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so Paul, you're the one who had the idea. Well, you didn't have
the
idea.
I didn't really have the idea.
A troll did.
But the idea came to you via a troll, right?
Yeah, a troll. Well, I don't even know if it was really all that harsh of a troll, but it was just a dumb comment in Hideology that was probably, you know, a throwaway. But I thought it would be an interesting thing to try and do. You know, we've done the top 10 everything evers. That took us like 4.5, almost 5 hours worth of content to get through.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can do the top 10 everything nevers in one go.
Oh, yeah.
And for those of you that are confused by the title, these are the top 10 things that never happened.
Didn't happen.
Yep. Things that were supposed to happen, were rumored to be happening.
Predicted to happen.
Predicted to happen, but never quite happened.
Never materialized. Wasn't there.
So I thought it would be appropriate to start with the cure for the common cold, TJ.
That's appropriate.
Since you're now nursing the common cold, this was something that I feel like everybody assumed
we'd have
in 2018.
I gotta throw in the second coming and the rapture.
Yeah,
kind of related, but I think they're separate enough.
We may as well get them out of the way. Yeah, the second coming. That's been coming for about 2,000 years, as has the rapture.
You're constantly coming. It's coming, Paul. Dude, you know
I am
what?
Always coming.
I'll tell you one.
Why am I trying to do an impersonation when my voice is already just fucked?
Coming. Oh, I'm coming all the time.
Get to the chopper.
You know another thing, dude? And fucking adults used to love to fuck with me when I was a kid with this.
Adults used to love to fuck you when you were a kid?
No,
whoa,
fuck with
dude,
me.
Dude, revelation.
Jesus. Whoa, dude. No, fuck with me, TJ. Come
fuck
on.
Fuck with you. Okay.
Fuck with
me.
You in the room? That's
yeah,
gross,
dude.
Too.
It is gross. Flying cars, dude.
Well, yeah. As a child of the 80s, anybody that saw fucking, you know, Back to the Future 2 as a kid wanted them flying cars.
There was a lot of things in Back to the Future 2 that you know, self-lacing shoes.
It wasn't the only movie that had that shit, though. Blade Runner did that flying car shit, too. Flying cars were kind of a foregone conclusion. Being a child of the 80s, you were constantly bombarded with this, like, in the year 2000...
Flying cars will fly.
The roads will no longer be a problem, because the air will be the road.
Commercial jetpacks, someone said.
I mean, that's kind of in the same vein, but we can throw it up there. Yeah. I mean,
the rocket belt.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can... They have actually made... jetpacks that work now, but they're not real commercial.
The problem is
you can't go over to Best Buy and get one yet.
The problem is they're not really usable because the fuel they expend their fuel too quickly. Right. So that's like the major challenge.
The RV trip.
You got to put it up there. The RV trip around America and to the moon, which was your second giant scam that everybody seems to forget about. Everybody remembers the promise for the RV trip to around America, but no one remembers the promise of the RV trip to the moon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, remember when you collected PayPal donations for that one, TJ?
Someone said the Holocaust.
Whoa.
Come on, man. That's too edgy.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, you.
How about meeting Bigfoot or meeting aliens? We've never done that. You know, we never found
Bigfoot. Go to JF's chat with that shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We've never encountered Bigfoot. And we've never met aliens, as far as we know. I mean, some people
Bigfoot and aliens. Some people we were supposed to find some shit out about those, weren't we?
I mean, people claim they've been abducted by aliens, but we haven't had definitive.
What if Bigfoot is an alien?
He could be.
Yodorowski's Dune and Half-Life 3. Someone said.
Yeah, put him on the list.
Yeah, definitely, especially Yodorowski's Dune.
Yeah, Half-Life 3. You know, I mean, hey.
That's a pretty popular one for
people. I mean, I would be happy if it came out, but Jodorowsky's Dune would definitely be higher on my list. Mm. And that's a great documentary that came out in 2014.
What about, like, actual virtual reality, not just a pair of dumbass goggles strapped to your head?
Yeah, like the promise of it from when we were kids, it was like, soon all video games will be virtual
reality. When I was a
reality.
Kid, yeah. I we went to Orlando. It was the first time I was
President Hillary Clinton.
I went to a fucking one of those little gaming places, and like they have a virtual reality game, and it was like pretty much unusable. But it's like they're like, this will be the future, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, man, that was a big thing back in the day.
President Sanders and President Clinton. That's a good one.
I mean, President Sanders was never happening as long as there was a Hillary Clinton in the world. But yeah,
another thing that didn't happen, and this is really in the vein that Paul will like, the end of the world. Human edition, you know, like,
yeah.
I mean one can be that, hey, the earth explodes, it's gone. That's one possibility.
But then there's nobody
but,
here to appreciate it, though.
But then there's also that
there's nobody here to list
humanity
it
gets
like,
wiped out, you know, disease, zombies, whatever crazy shit happens. You know, humanity,
like, as long as we exist, I think everything's cool. Like, if the world gets blown up, but the three of us are here to go, like, wow, that was fucking crazy.
Yeah, damn.
The DFF equals that time everyone else on the planet was scorched in fire.
About Y2K.
Yep. Oh, yeah, Y2K. Dude. The Y2K scare.
I mean, I guess something happened, but it wasn't anywhere near what was predicted.
What about the Mark of the Beast?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, like six. Everyone's going to have to get...
Yeah, everybody has to take the mark,
the
you know what I mean?
The number of the beast.
I know some people would argue that is happening, you know.
Whatever.
Because these biometric fucking scanners.
How about the world's
going
to run out of energy, or specifically oil, but, you know, just energy. Like, you know, we're going to have Mad Max, no more oil.
I mean, that could still happen.
But it hasn't happened yet. People have been saying for years we're going to have
peak oil.
Yeah, peak oil. It's going to come. I mean, obviously, it's a finite resource, so it will come, but.
How about this one? Obvious one that we've missed. The moon landing. Huh?
Oh, shit.
The moon landing.
The moon landing happened.
What? What a retard.
The moon landing totally
TJ, happened. Are you a fucking sheep, dude? Bah. Yeah. Just put moon. Can you type moon dude. Landing
room.
For us?
Fucking
for the
room
rest
237,
of us with a fucking
TJ.
Brain?
I'm not doing it.
Watch The Shining, TJ.
Oh, yeah, TJ. Hey,
Apollo
you know
11's
what?
Alive.
If you ever do get to go to the moon, TJ, make sure you pull your fucking helmet off and take a nice, cool fucking lung full of that breeze that's blowing on
TJ.
The fucking surface of the moon,
moon,
TJ. Do that because the flags on the surface of the moon, TJ, they flap in this non-existent constant breeze in the non-existent atmosphere there on the moon, TJ.
Uh-huh. TJ, Stanley Kubrick and The Shining admitted it, TJ. No. It's, I mean, there's evidence.
No, the moon landing was real. Fuck
there's
that.
Reflections of dudes holding cameras in every one of those fucking pictures if you look hard enough, TJ.
Well, TJ, you know what?
Every picture of an astronaut walking on the moon, if you look hard enough, in his fucking visor, there's a dude with a camera shooting the shot, TJ.
TJ, there's one you can't deny, though. We don't have a moon base. Where's the fucking moon base at?
That is true. We don't have
a moon base.
That's some shit that was sold to people like in the turn of like the 18th, 19th century. Like, we're going to have a moon base.
How about a trip to Mars?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, back in the 60s.
Man lands on Mars.
Yeah, they would have told you that like by this time we would have been on Mars.
Yeah, I mean, I was told as a kid that we would be on Mars by now.
How about space travel in general? I know we can do it, but I'm talking like Star Trek. Like, we can't fucking...
Interstellar travel?
Interstellar travel, yeah.
I mean, I don't think most people thought we'd have that by now, but I think most people thought we'd have walked on the fucking moon. Then again, if you watch some,
we did walk on the moon.
Well, I meant on Mars.
No, we didn't.
Oh well, according to Paul,
well, not according to Paul. But.
We walked onto a soundstage in Arizona with Stanley Kubrick and a bunch of cameras. Is what we walked on to.
Dude, another one that I thought of was Cities Under the Sea. Like, there's no modern day Atlantis, dude. There's no mythical fucking place we get to go to under the sea. We don't have the fucking sea dome cities. So,
oh yeah, dude. What about the sea city?
Oh yeah! Like,
remember the sea city, dude? Like the dome city underneath.
Yeah,
we're gonna
colonize the ocean. And shit.
By 2018, even the ocean floor will be colonized.
Yeah, well, we're gonna ride around on giant seahorses and shit.
Yeah,
have train like whales,
little submersibles that we drove around in and shit.
Dude, whales are gonna be like the fucking buses down there and shit, dude. It's gonna be great.
How about those Amazon delivery drones, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That have been happening since about 2008. Remember? They're about to roll them out since about 2008. What about them delivery drones,
Amazon?
Where
the fuck are our delivery drones?
For that, what about our robot overlords? Our robot servants?
Yeah, what about AI?
Yeah, where are they at?
Yeah, we were supposed to have, like, hello, Paul. How are you today? I'm fine. Thanks, AI. How are you? I'm having a complex and emotional day. Thank you.
Instead of just, like, hey, Alexa, add some shit to my grocery list.
No, and it's like, oh, did you say make a potion list? No, you dumb bitch. I said add some shit to my grocery list.
I'm sorry, Paul. I don't understand.
Yeah, what about real AI? What about a machine we can talk to, man?
Oh,
we thought
dude,
we'd have that
dude,
shit.
Imagine this shit, Paul. You're fucking hungry at 3 in the morning. You're just like, Robot Jeeves.
Cold
yes, Paul?
Fusion, dude.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, cold
yes,
fusion.
Yes, Paul. Make me a fucking frozen pizza. Of course, Paul. Would you also like me to vacuum and do your dishes for you? That'd be good.
While we're on the subject of cold fusion, how about just putting the fucking Real Dream on their clean energy?
Oh,
that's been coming since forever, hasn't it? Solar panels will be replacing
clean,
everything. I mean,
renewable
energy.
Some
people have got some solar panels and shit, but we're still belching the fucking shit into the atmosphere, so that never happened. Clean energy.
How about nuclear-powered, like, appliances?
Oh, yeah. Like,
that was the thing. It was like, the vacuum of the future!
Nukes were going to change. Like, nuclear power was going to change the world.
I'm kind of glad that didn't happen.
Teleportation.
Teleportation,
I don't feel like... I mean, all right.
Yeah, dude. No, seriously. People thought we'd have teleportation by 2000. We thought we'd be moving shit via teleportation.
Teleporter.
What about universal healthcare?
Well, that's for America.
In America, anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's where we're at, isn't it? What are we, in fucking Canada or something? Did I black out and we moved again?
Yeah.
Eradicate diseases like cancer.
Yeah. Cancer.
So cure cancer.
That's a good one that never happened.
Yep. Still ain't done that. What else have we been promised, fellas?
What else have we been promised?
Yeah.
The Age of Aquarius.
Oh,
yeah.
One that I wrote down while I was brainstorming for the show was the end of religion. So, like, that we will, like, you know, obviously we're going to have an age of science. Religion
is
going
to
fall by the wayside.
We used to talk a lot of that shit back in the day.
Yeah, back
TJ.
In the old atheist skeptic community. One day religion will be gone and everyone
will
be smart.
It's not
going to
be long either, man.
Coming soon.
YouTube is where religion comes to die, bro. That's what's happening right now.
Another
we're the tip of the spear, bro.
That people have always hoped to achieve, but thus far has eluded humanity's world peace.
Yeah, a lot of people have been saying that.
We're going to have world peace.
Oh, yeah, world peace, yeah.
I don't think anyone.
How about an end to the Iraq War? Yeah, that never happened.
Yep. Much vaunted, never happened.
Yep, still raging. How many years has it been now? I
a
don't even
know.
A good
episode of Deep Fat Fried.
Ooh,
burn. Put it on the list.
We should put, you know what, dude? We should put something on this list and force it to the top like we did with the top 10 everything. Because, like, top 10 everything ever was Deep Fat Fried.
Yeah.
That's what we landed on. We should put, like, the universe where all of us die in a horrible plane crash or something, just to make sure that we're still at the top of this list.
Yeah.
The fact that we never died.
Dude, how about?
Oh, yeah, we should just put that. Because we're, dude, how many times do you get told from our fan community that you're going to die any second, TJ?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're fat, because you smoke. You're just imminent. I there was another thread about that shit today in the fucking subreddit.
Oh, yeah.
About how, like, Paul's going to fucking die any second.
Cool.
And it's just like, yeah, that's probably true, but do I need to hear it every second? Can the rest of my seconds be without people going, you're going to fucking die, fat boy? Oh, yeah. Well, when were we ever promised that, though?
I don't know. But it definitely never has happened, so.
Dude, how about food that's good for you but also tastes good? Like, I feel like that's never been delivered. It's like, here's this ice cream that's healthy for you, and it just tastes like water or some shit. Or
good,
like,
healthy food.
Yeah, good, healthy food. It just doesn't exist. I mean, it's good for you, but does it usually taste good? I mean, come on, compared to ice cream, no. Compared to pizza, fuck no, man. You can cook vegetables so many ways, but they just don't taste as good.
I got a good one. Laser weapons.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Where are the fucking laser weapons at, man?
Oh, yeah.
We ain't getting no laser. We just get more fucking retarded-ass machine guns. Where's our lasers at, man?
Yeah, give us some fucking lasers already. Like, what the fuck?
I thought for sure by 2018 we'd have lasers.
Dude, how about the end of bad weather, dude? Like, why don't we only have a fucking weather net like in Star Trek,
like,
dude?
Weather machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, hurricane? Nope. That's taken care of.
Yeah, we don't have any weather machines. We do have some ways of manipulating the weather, though.
Yeah, there's
like
some.
They can seed clouds to rain and shit, but we can't like stop a hurricane or anything. That ain't happened. What was some other shit? What about mind control?
Mind control. Explain.
Like, weren't we wasn't the government supposedly working on some fucking way to turn people into puppets and shit?
How do you know it hasn't happened?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, dude. The Manchurian candidate.
Oh, my God, TJ. Are you insinuating that I'm the way I am because I was programmed to be that way by the government?
I don't know. I'm not sure. So
I'm having an existential crisis
right
now.
I'll go ahead and add it.
Dude, how about fucking printers that work? We have printers that actually work.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. How about that? Because every fucking printer I've ever worked on,
they all suck universally.
Has been a total piece
board.
Of fucking garbage. Why can't we get a good fucking printer?
How about Trump making America great again?
Oh, yeah.
Like, didn't he say he was going to do that? Isn't he still saying that?
What about what about like 3D TV?
Oh,
like actual 3D with no glass, you know what I mean? Like hologram TV.
That didn't that was a big kick for a while. I was like, do you want a 3D TV?
The hologram shit where there's no screen, it's just like, oh, it just pops out. Paul's genitalia on the internet. That's
dude,
Mr. Naughty Priest.
3D was the biggest fucking scam. Like fucking I think it was like 2010 to 2016. It was just everywhere. Oh, yeah, see a movie in 3D, 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 3D. And it's like, dude, 3D fucking sucks. All it fucking does is give you a goddamn fucking headache.
Most of the time it does.
And it just pops out a little bit. No,
I will tell you
exceptions.
One movie that it was like the first Avatar film in 3D was beautiful.
Yeah.
That was a great experience.
I can name a few. Avatar.
Yeah.
It definitely is one. Nightmare Before Christmas is another great one.
They did a reissue. Yeah.
How to Train Your Dragon.
I haven't seen that one.
That's a good one in 3D. I mean, there's movies where it lends itself to it, and it does enhance the movie.
Sean Hannity getting waterboarded.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Dude, the chat delivers. That is a good one, because, yeah, he promised to do that shit, what, like fucking 16 years ago now?
Some crazy amount of time ago.
It's not torture. I'll do it. I'm going to set it up. And then it just mysteriously never mentioned it ever again. There's like a, isn't there a website that's tracking how many hours it's been?
Yeah.
Since he promised to do it?
Yeah, let me go check.
The Hannity countdown or whatever the fuck. But Sean Hannity, dude, not to get off on a fucking aside here.
Go ahead.
But Sean Hannity is a weirdo.
It has been 9 years, 6 months, 17 days, 1 hour, 29 minutes, and 35 seconds since Sean Hannity said he would get waterboarded.
He's a weirdo, man. Like, first of all, and this is a, maybe it's a controversial opinion, but I believe that, and I'm not even insinuating that they're into kids, but I believe that anybody that's going to be a Catholic priest, any dude that's going to like be like, I'm not going to get pussy for the rest of my life, there's something off about them already. Like, there's something wrong with a man that's going to like voluntarily be celibate for the rest of his life. And
fuck
Sean
yeah,
Hannity
dude.
Wanted to be a fucking Catholic priest. He was in seminary and shit. He was on his way. And he's just a total fucking shill now. Like, he's just 100% sold out shill, unwatchable garbage. And I want to see his fucking round little head get waterboarded. I want to see a bunch of burly fucking special ops dudes kick down the door to his studio and grab his lumpy fucking head, put it in a fucking black bag, put him on a tilted table and start pouring fucking
shit?
Water.
This never happened.
Yeah, dude, the fucking good Green Goblin. That oh, man. Expressive and cool. Yeah. I mean, it probably would have looked way cooler at production time, but, like, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, like, how do they fucking look at this and go, you know what? No. Willem Dafoe in a shitty helmet. That's the way to go.
Fuck I don't know. That.
You know, I thought they would invent something to fix this, and I know it's been attempted, like tiles and other shit, but dude, losing shit. Losing your keys, losing your wallet. I feel like in the modern time, we shouldn't do this shit. We shouldn't lose the basic shit we need every day. We should be able to find it.
How about a good Star Wars sequel?
How about good Star Wars prequels?
Or any good Star Wars property outside of the original trilogy? How about a single one? Can we get a single one? Can we get one more good movie about Star Wars if they're going to keep doing it? Can we get a single fucking one, TJ?
I guess not.
We ain't going to get it, man.
You think it would have happened by now? Just by fucking, you know, just law of averages, there should have been another good one by now.
Fuck me. Trying to just think about all the broken promises from my childhood, you know what I mean? Because we were told a lot of shit. I'm sure we're leaving some shit on the fucking
dude,
table here.
I remember I was promised, I read in a magazine, Beavis and Butthead was going to have a second movie. It never fucking happened, dude. Never saw it. You know what? If you go in the vein of movies, too, a fucking Doom movie that's actually about Doom. So, actually, you know what? I'll make that even larger.
How about just
a good video game movie? Yeah.
Yeah.
A good video game movie.
Because there literally has not been one.
Warcraft, horrible. Doom, horrible. I mean, there's some other...
That's another thing. It's like it's almost like defies belief that they haven't even accidentally gotten a good one yet. Like, it should have been... It should have happened just by accident by now. But no.
I just don't think it really tends to attract very talented actors or directors.
Kuhlman actually pointed this out to me, but Kubrick was deep into making a film about Napoleon.
Oh, really?
That never happened. Also, Kubrick's AI never happened as well. So we got the Spielberg AI.
Which I don't think would have been as good as Kubrick's version. But I mean, there's no way to say.
So.
X-ray glasses? Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we thought we'd get to see people naked.
How about Kurt Cobain's old career? Like, career as an old guy. Kurt Cobain's late career. We never got that. Never got to see that.
Fucking Courtney.
Dude, if you're going to do that, what about Jimi Hendrix, dude? We didn't get to see him. He died young, too.
Are we just going to go through every dead rock star and do that?
Yeah.
There's a lot.
That's true.
Do you only want to do Kurt, TJ?
I'm not
saying
that's
fine if you're racist, TJ. I understand.
I'm just saying, like, if we go down too far down the rabbit hole, there's, like, a lot.
Paul, you notice every time we try to put a black person on our list, TJ's automatically resistant? Maybe you just noticed that, or it's just me.
Yeah.
Closing Gitmo, yeah.
Eh.
Eh.
That was one of the things Obama promised.
That's true.
We'll close Gitmo.
That was an O promise.
There was lots of those.
Lots of O promises.
We're going to change this country.
I've got another O promise for you.
How was his name spelled?
I'm going to make rivers of milk and honey.
You know one that never came to America? And we were told that pretty much every fucking kid in America is told this, the metric system.
Oh, yeah.
That never fucking happened, dude. That's, you know, I mean, look, I know the rest of the world pretty much used it with the, you know, with the exception of a few other, you know, like small countries, but I don't think it's ever going to happen here.
Yeah, my mom told me, like, I was like, Mom, we're learning the metric system because they said they're going to switch to that soon. She's like, they were saying that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It ain't never happening, and dude, it still ain't happening.
Well, they passed a law saying they were going to do it, but then the law was changed.
Yeah.
Dude, how about this one? How about freedom of speech?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember.
That never happened. Never quite got there. That's now going true. In the opposite direction.
Speedum of Freech.
I don't know, guys. What do you think? Should we start looking at these individually and
let's see, how
paring down the list a little bit?
How long have we been
doing this? I mean, I don't know.
We've been going at this for about 27 minutes, and you got to figure the first few minutes was Patreon shilling.
Patreon shilling.
Yeah, this is a difficult list to make.
Why are people doing super chats on here? Like, we're not a super chat show. I mean, I'm not complaining. Do it if you want.
Yeah, but shut up, TJ.
Yeah, what, TJ?
Thanks for those super chats we're not going to read. Keep them coming, folks. Don't listen to TJ. He's sick.
TJ is sick in the brain.
He's got a fever. He's not thinking straight.
Got a fever of 103.
I've never heard TJ do something like that before.
Oh.
You know he's sick when he starts going like, people are giving me money for nothing? Why are they so stupid?
Why they give me? Just go away. Well,
all right, whatever.
Fucking TJ, man.
You know what never happened?
Sick Jay.
An actually good version of YouTube. Like, we always thought, like, back in the day, like, YouTube would improve, but it just got worse and worse.
Any YouTube improvement, period. Yeah. Any YouTube improvement will do. Any improvement at all.
I mean, like,
one single change to the site that isn't fundamentally worse than what came before.
Yeah, the last time I remember them doing anything good was when they really opened up the partner program. Like, that's cool. And then, like, pretty much since then, it's just been downhill from there.
Every redesign they've done has been a disaster. Every feature redesign has been a total disaster. We've gotten less and less control. Anyway, I'm not going to bitch about it.
We could definitely belongs on the list. We'll be here all night if we do that.
It belongs where it is.
How about just legalizing weed throughout the entire United States and the world?
Yeah, dude.
And we got
legal
some states.
Drugs.
Yeah, just legal drugs. Legalizing drugs.
Hippies have been telling us that that's coming any second for a while
it's
now.
It's going to be legal everywhere, man.
How about the revolution to overthrow the government?
Oh, yeah. That's always,
yeah.
That's always going to happen.
Where's that at, rednecks? God damn, that's been promised since God was a boy.
Yeah,
how about one of these days we just gonna get tired of it and we just gonna rise up.
How about Texas seceding, dude?
Oh yeah, when's Texas getting the fuck out?
When are they leaving, man?
The secession of Texas when?
And you know what? We'll be fair to the fucking conservatives. How about when California leaves? Because I've heard a lot of talk about
that.
Oh yeah,
that's true too. What about what are they calling it? There's like the Pacific Northwest is going to split off too.
What is that called? Like
I don't
Columbia
know,
or something? Columbia.
The snooty states of America or whatever it's going to be called. Yeah.
But I mean, with all this, I've definitely heard about people, the government's going to get overthrown.
Secession when? When's it happened in Texas? How about a single change from change.org? When has that happened?
Yeah, they must have done something.
Has there been a single change in national policy from change.org?
No, there's been a lot of lip service. That's it.
Okay.
Oh, change?
Change.
Change.
Good old change.
Changer. A single changer.
From Changer.
From Changer.
Dude,
do you think we should start being like JF since there's a lot of like Jews and Jews and Jews? You think we ought to just ride the wave?
The Jews.
The shoe wave.
Okay.
No, unlike JF, we need to court that Jew money.
Oh, you know what? That brings up a good fucking point, though. When are white people going to be erased from existence already?
Oh, yeah, white genocide.
Yeah, isn't that wasn't that supposed to be happening?
The white FEMA camps are here, Paul. They're going to put people like Paul into FEMA camps.
Where's the white genocide at, guys?
Come on, let's do this.
I'm looking for it.
Are we doing it or what?
Because I see nothing but a bunch of fat, fucking bloated-ass white people.
Or, on the other hand, the ethno-state.
Yeah, where's the ethno-state, too, on the other end of the bargain? Where's that at? Oh, you know what? Here's something we were all... Where's that new media revolution at?
Oh, yeah, that's dead.
You know what I mean? Where's that, like, you can't trust the fucking, corporate media, so here's this new media
here's
that you
the real
trust.
Media.
Where's
By
that
the
at?
People for the people.
Never happened.
Once you take the profit mode out of it, it doesn't really work. That's kind of the problem.
Yeah, dude.
Let's see. So we have a good bit here.
Man, that's a giant chunk of shit. We're trying to get down to 10, so... I mean, we could do a round of cuts and add things as we go.
Let me see how many we got right now.
The cure for the common cold. Probably like 40-something. Mm, 60.
Man, we got 60.
We
got to cut by a factor of 6.
I'd say maybe do one last call. If anyone watching right now, go to the chat.
Oh, dude, we're missing a big one, guys. Oh, unless it's on there.
What is it?
World War III.
Oh, yeah. Shit, dude. You're right. That'd be a disservice.
How do we fucking miss World War III?
Dude, World War III gonna break out any day now, man. Yeah, but do you guys want to just see if there's anything else with our chat and then think if there's anything else that we're missing and then just start paring down?
All right, Florida, it's time for you guys. Did I say Florida?
Florida?
All right, Chad, it's time for you guys.
Florida.
Florida?
I don't know.
Hold
dude.
On. Wait a minute. Let's pause for a second. Did you just call the chat Florida? Are you hallucinating?
Florida! Dude, let's start calling the people in the chat Floridians. Hey, Floridians!
Dude, I think that's what we're going to call the chat from now on, dude. It fits, too, because all the crazy shit happens in Florida and all the crazy shit happens in our chat. Chat, you're now Florida. Congratulations.
I don't like it.
Dude, the first TJism I ever remember was we're all riding in the car. My mom's like, TJ, what's the name of the school you go to? And TJ just like, without missing a beat, the name of my school is Fire. It's every once in a while some weird shit just comes out of TJ. And that was just
Florida, listen. I got something to ask you right now, all right? Is there any last minute stuff that you got that you want to add? Florida, we need your help. And Florida always comes to the fore when we need your help. So Florida, come on. Any last minute ideas? Any big ones like World War fucking 3 that we're just omitting?
Good chat. No, we already did that. We already did shutting down Gitmo, Kony 2012. No, that's bullshit.
No.
Yeah, I feel like that had a satisfying end. Like the dude literally went insane and waggled his cock on the street corner for like 30 minutes.
That's a pretty good ending.
I mean, that's a good ending to the Kony shit, and nobody saw it coming. You know what I mean? That's all you can really hope for in the human soap opera anymore.
Dude, how about actually fun?
Good twist.
How about actually fun mobile gaming?
Oh, yeah. When are mobile games going to be good?
Because mobile gaming, really, is all just nickel and dime bullshit.
Except for Vikings War of Clans, TJ?
Of course.
That's right.
The exception to the games that Cheetah's been sponsored to say
all
are good.
The games I've sponsored have been excellent. The rest are garbage.
I also agree.
I love that there are people that think that mobile gaming is a thing and that there's actually like fun things to do there, but it's just clickbait shit. It's fucking garbage. It doesn't exist, man.
And a nickel and dime is your death, dude.
The good mobile gaming is just like where they make old non-mobile games playable on your mobile device. Like the old SNES emulators and shit that you can get on your phone. Those are cool.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Those are fun.
But, like, we're talking about, like, a new fucking mobile game that
doesn't... Candy Crush!
Like, even if it's a great mobile game, it sucks balls compared to, like, the worst non-mobile game in the genre. You know what I mean? Like, Candy Crush is the fucking shittiest puzzle game that you could possibly think of. And there were literally, like, billions of people playing that fucking stupid game. Oh, my God. Fuck mobile gaming.
Except, of course, for the new Diablo mobile game, which is going to be awesome.
No, dude. You know what? Yeah, man. You should be fucking stoned in the public square for what you just said.
Diablo!
Dude. Yeah, you haven't even played a Diablo game. You don't give a fuck about Diablo.
But that new Diablo mobile game looks so good.
Why don't you play it then, bitch?
I think I will.
All right, cool.
Looks really good.
Yeah, play that shit, TJ.
I'm going to play the fuck out of it. It's going to be so good.
There was you came with Paul Paywild and listen.
Yeah. Like, insert gems to continue this quest, or wait 24 hours. Hero, you're exhausted. I can mend your wounds, but you will have to exchange gems. For information on gems, go to the store.
Buy a gem package for only $19.99. Yeah. Get 25,000 gems.
500 gems for $19.99. That will allow me to heal you 24 times. It's the best package.
It's gonna be
it's the one that a true Herodric master would use. Oh, I see you like using your Herodric cube. Well, if you would like to re-roll that item again today, you'll need to insert gems. Oh, fuck me, man. What a world. What a stupid fucking world we live in, man. What a shitty world we put up with.
Dude, you know what? One of the things like a bunch of people said when I was like, man, maybe not a kid, but like maybe a teenager, was the Nicolas Cage Superman, dude. You guys remember that shit? I don't think it really belongs on this list, but I just remembered that. You remember that shit, TJ?
Yeah, I remember.
Was he going to be Superman?
He was going to be Superman.
Yeah, Tim Burton was going to direct a Superman movie with Nicolas Cage as Superman. Oh. Yeah. It never happened.
So disappointing.
The costume looked ridiculous, too.
Dude, how about a good Superman movie?
Yeah.
When the fuck are we going to have a good Superman movie? That is a fucking question that I've always wondered. Because
I kind of like the original, but it doesn't really hold up by today's standards.
No. The original is... I mean, for the time period, I guess you can say it was good. I don't think any of the other ones I've seen have been good. The Nolan one wasn't good. The 2006 one with Kevin Spacey. Oh, I mean, that evil, horrible guy as Lex Luthor. That wasn't that great of a fucking movie. He wasn't a really compelling Lex Luthor. The guy playing Superman was just blah, generic. And the many Superman sequels were just, I mean, awful.
Yeah, here's Nicolas Cage in his Superman suit.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, and there was going to be, like, little, like, electric things that, like, light up inside it, too.
Like, around the nips?
Yeah, like, around the whole thing.
Sweet.
It was going to be so
lame. His nips would light up and shit?
Yeah.
Dude, this would have been badass.
I don't know. Probably not, but...
It probably would have been horrible.
But who knows?
Well, has the chat plumbed the depths? Have they found anything? Have you seen anything floating?
I think they're pretty much useless.
Really?
Yeah, they haven't really come up with shit.
I believed in them.
A lot of the stuff they're saying is, like, the same shit we already put on here, so they're not even paying attention.
Oh, chat.
They're spurgs, dude.
The only thing that they're saying that is, like, time travel that we don't have on here...
We were never promised.
Yeah, I don't feel like I ever expected there to be time travel, so.
No.
Or even, like, that I've known anyone who expected
like,
it.
That was always pretty firmly sci-fi. I don't remember anybody ever saying, like, by 2018, we'll be able to in time.
How about a cybernetic brain, dude?
Shouldn't there already be people from 2018 here telling us that?
You know what I mean?
Cybernetic brain?
Like, you know, like, being able, like, to upload your memories.
Like upload
like a neural like a neural fucking uploader, you know what I mean? Something like that. Like the idea that you can like never like you can exist in some form, like a singularity kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Brains.
Though
honestly, the people, the research that I've read about that is that it pretty much like destroying your brain.
Cool.
Like, there would be no, like, oh, Paul's brain is still going to exist. This is just a copy. It's like, it probably would be, it'd be like, you know, when they beam, on Star Trek, they beam down to the surface. Like, they're actually just making a copy of themselves. You know what I mean?
Right. They're just dying.
They're dying and then
being reassembled.
Basically, continuing on the delusion. Like, I am this person.
I am copy number 500 of James T. Kirk. Yeah, fuck that shit. I think we've got a list here that we can start paring down. I don't know about you guys, but I think it's going to take a while.
I feel similar. I mean, like, a lot of these are, I mean, some of these will be easy. Some of these are going to be fucking hard. Like, President Sanders, we were promised that, but I don't see that just looking at the screen right now.
Yeah, I mean, we've usually just done rounds of cuts, and I think we're going to have a lot of easy cuts at the beginning, but then it's going to get tough. In ordering, it's going to be tough, too.
So how are we going to do this? So if we... Are we gonna do like a certain number? Like, let's say everyone does four. Are we gonna do like, hey, I can challenge that. Let's go to a poll. We're gonna do like pretty much what you've done in the past.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any reason to change it unless you guys do.
No,
seems to work.
Well, I just want to establish that before we go in. No, we're just gonna say, hey, we can just do a poll.
Oh yeah,
every
the
time.
Wall. That's true.
Oh, the wall. Dude.
Oh yeah, the wall.
Trump's wall.
Yeah, should add that for sure. Throw that shit in there.
Last one.
The wall. All
right.
All right, so I guess we'll just do like we did before. We'll all have, like, what, you want to do, like, three challenges so we don't, we're not here all night?
I don't know. Whatever.
Thanks, TJ. Yeah, all right, that works for me, too.
That works then, TJ.
Yep. All right, three challenges.
We'll just figure it out as we go. Fuck all that.
No, bullshit, because then you're going to change the fucking shit up at the last second. We're not doing that.
I don't want you to
I don't want to have wools.
The only thing, my goal is just to get through this as quick as possible so I go back to sleep.
Oh, poor little baby.
Oh, TJ, come on.
Oh,
buddy.
Man, poor TJ. His life's so difficult.
Come on, be a brave little soldier.
No, I don't want to.
Be a brave little deep fat fryer.
Go fuck
yourself. I thought it's the longest episode of Deep Fat Fried ever, dude.
Nope.
25 hours.
I mean,
TJ.
We might be here till fucking 8, 9 tomorrow morning, TJ, if you're doing this out.
No.
You're in for the long haul, TJ.
No.
Better get some Metamucil or whatever.
Uh-uh. All right, cure for the common cold, TJ. How do you feel about that one?
I want it.
You want to keep it?
Yeah, I want it right now, so yeah.
So, TJ, why don't you, you know, since you want to go through this first, what are your cuts, TJ?
Give us five hard cuts right now,
five.
TJ.
I feel like commercial jetpacks really are going to happen pretty soon.
Yeah, all right.
So I don't really feel like that
Kill
needs
it.
To be on here.
Yeah, yep. It's feasible.
I mean, I've seen there be pretty cool ones.
Mm-hmm.
So one down for TJ. I'm not going to challenge you on that one. I think that's probably a...
Five hard cuts, CJ.
Let's see. I don't really give a shit about president. I mean, we could go through a bunch of potential presidents, so...
That's three.
I'm fine with those cuts.
Yep.
Peak oil, I feel like that is going to happen, so... Just because it hasn't happened yet, I don't know.
I mean, a lot of people say it has happened.
Yeah, so
and
I mean,
that we're just not, you know.
Whatever. I mean, we're clearly going to run out of oil if we're not already. So
yeah,
I don't feel like that needs to be on here.
All right,
finite resource. I mean, you're going to be right eventually. But, so that's four cuts.
Maybe the intelligent YouTube chat is just too far-fetched to ever exist.
I have to agree.
I think that's been a fantasy from the get-go.
So, yeah, I'm not going to challenge
so,
on
that'd
that
be
one.
Five for me.
Hey, Paul, do you want to jump in and do five?
Sure.
I can scroll through as you wish.
Yeah. Bigfoot, let's get it out of here. I mean... Honestly, there are millions of pictures of Bigfoot, so he's been proven for a long time.
Okay,
definitively
yeah.
proven.
Definitively proven. I mean, I've seen footprints. I've seen plaster casts of footprints that are
been
obviously
been to Ripley's,
not
believe
here.
It or not. They've
I've been
you.
In there. I've yeah. seen it. I've seen the videos. So, yeah, that one.
Whatever.
Scroll down for me a little bit. I mean, teleporters was iffy for me on this one. I don't know if we were ever promised that we were going to be teleporting around by now.
Yeah, I feel like it's always been kind of sci-fi.
I mean, there was a little movement towards, like, they were trying to work on it, but I think they got, like, you know, half an electron to teleport from one place to the next or some shit, so, they're working on it.
It's like quantum entanglement and shit like that. There's, like, kind of, like, some thoughts oscillating around that from what I hear, but not really much I've ever seen concrete about it.
The weather machine, I mean, nobody was ever promising a giant weather machine, were they?
I mean, I feel like I've heard things.
Yeah,
along
about
those
about
lines.
People trying to that one day we'd be able to control weather. I don't know if I'm. I don't know if I'm willing to let that one go yet. I don't know about that one.
Trump making America great again. We all knew that wasn't going to happen.
That was
horseshit. Right?
You're right of it. Was that four?
That's four.
That's four. I got one more. I mean, get rid of. Let's see. Get rid of closing Gitmo. I mean, it was supposed to happen. You're right, but I don't know if it's top 10 supposed to happen. Shit.
All right, Scotty, it's your turn.
All right, dude. Let's see. Go to the top.
Five from Scotty.
All right. I fear for the common cold, though. That's something that would really be cool. So, RV trip around America and to the moon.
I have no objection.
Yeah. I object.
Paul objects.
You object?
I challenge. I want to hold TJ's feet to the fire, especially about the ridiculous amount of money he got for the RV trip.
The hundreds of dollars he raised.
Dozens of people came out of pocket for that trip to the moon, TJ. And so,
what are you going
to
put up?
I would like to put the RV trip around America up against. Fuck it. Let's make it interesting. Let's see how much the people care about it. Let's put it up against Half-Life 3, TJ.
Oh, shit, dude.
What do the people want more? What would they be happier to see? Your scams ended and your delivery upon your long ago collected $600 to travel all the way around America in an RV, TJ.
Mm-hmm. Or one of the most sought after anticipated games of all
Not
time.
Not to mention the $45 you collected to go to the moon on the stream that you deleted that you don't like anybody talking about, TJ.
Mm-hmm.
So, TJ, you're going to Patreon. Are you going to make this?
All right, I'm going to make this a patron poll.
So this
is
for patrons.
Need to weigh in on this one for sure.
This is for patrons only to vote on.
No, yeah, we don't want any memes. We want to know what the people want. I have a feeling I know what they want, TJ, and I have a feeling you do too. I have a feeling your feet are feeling a little warm.
Oh,
like
shit,
they're about
dude.
To be held to the fire.
RV trip around America might win. Could win.
I'm thinking it will win.
I mean, like I personally think we should cut it, but you know, if Paul honestly has a different instinct, I think we just need to listen to what the people have to say.
I just want to make sure that the people's
have their,
voice
have their say.
Is heard, yes.
I mean, Paul, you are... So people say Paul is totally against voting, but that's not true. Paul right now is letting people vote.
Directly, yeah. A select class of people that I know are smart enough to give me $5 or $10 a month. See, that's the difference.
All right.
I don't think everybody should be able to vote.
For you patrons, the poll is up. What should stay on the list? RV trip around America and to the moon or Half-Life 3?
Yeah. Your drunken promises. Your drunken late night promises, TJ, of that trip to the moon. And the people thought, $45 worth of people thought that you were going, TJ.
Yep. What else, Scotty?
Did I'm gonna say
did you cut any or did he object to your first
one? I objected to the first one.
I thought I cut one.
Oh yeah, you did he did cut
did
one.
Did you? Something. Whatever. So you're at two.
Let's see. Delivery drones.
Yeah, it looks like those are probably gonna happen.
And those are
soon.
Gonna I mean, I'm thinking those are gonna
whatever,
happen.
Whatever, like 10 years from now we're gonna look back on this and say that was stupid because we're still not gonna have them. But I don't know. It feels like they're right around the corner, like usual.
Nuclear appliances.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even really want those.
Yeah, I don't want a nuclear reactor.
I mean, it's
house,
fun to think about them in like the Fallout universe, but in this one, not really.
Yep.
Keep going. Let's see. Oh, man. This is fucking tough. Green Goblin movie. That doesn't suck.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
That's
the whole
really
movie
super
wrapped
important.
Around the Green Goblin sucked anyway.
Yeah.
So.
I liked it.
So is that five or
do
we have one more?
I don't know. You got one more, I guess.
All right. 3D TV.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be cool if it happened, but it's not like...
Up against these other
I
ones.
I mean, yeah, up against the fucking X-ray glass. Right, I mean, that's fucking cool
poll.
As shit.
Let's see how the poll went.
So far.
The poll went. Poll. How the poll went.
So it looks pretty definitive that Half-Life 3 is leaving the list, and my RV trip is
I told you, TJ, the people will not be silenced.
I applaud the courage
you
of
will be
audience.
Taking that trip to the moon, TJ. Uh-oh. Yes.
Oh, did TJ's chair break, dude?
No. What happened?
What?
I feel a sneeze coming on, but it's not happening.
Oh.
So what's the poll, TJ? What did it end up being?
113, RV trip, 50, Half-Life 3.
See?
The voice of the people.
The people that watch us, TJ, want to see you in that RV flying to the fucking moon, TJ.
All right.
Well, I want to see a
there
fucking.
You go. Half-Life 3
do,
is
but now
go.
If I do it, then it can't be on this list anymore.
I want to see a Hideology from an RV flying through space
towards the moon.
Towards the moon, TJ.
Well, TJ, that's five for me.
I'm taking this off because all the episodes of Deep Fat Fried are good.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so the first one, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
No argument for me.
All right, four more from you, TJ. Let's go. What do you got?
Be quick about it. Be quick, TJ. Just want to get out of here.
Yeah. Let's see. I think these are both stupid. Because I mean, you could just do that.
Right,
you could do that with anybody who
it
ever
could just
died.
Be infinitely. Yeah.
Yeah, so
right,
I just feel
that's
like
fine. Just call that one.
All right. So
you got three more, TJ.
Three to go, buddy.
It's getting a little tougher.
Hurry, TJ, and select something.
We're getting down to some cool stuff here.
Yeah, it's going to be a little more contentious going forward.
World peace has always been pretty far-fetched.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that.
I don't think that's ever really going to be a thing, so...
Yeah.
I think there has to be some baseline plausibility. How many has that been?
Well, if that's the case, let's start cutting some of this religious shit, then.
Yeah.
The Second Coming, the Rapture, the Mark of the Beast... that's all bullshit. That ain't coming.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. But isn't that...
I feel like we have to have at least one of these religious things. The Second Coming, probably.
Yeah, it has to be like... There's got to be a notoriety factor or something.
Look, the Rapture...
Like, I feel like that's so implausible, but it's been so predicted by so many that it kind of...
It has to be protected.
Yeah, the Rapture just takes the bullshit to another level, so I feel you should cut the Rapture.
I'll cut it with my last cut, the Rapture.
Cut the Rapture. I'll cut the Mark of the Beast with my first cut, because it's
all right,
whatever.
Mark
that's
of the Beast is
more
gone.
Of the
that's
same.
Not going to happen, yeah.
It's another layer
bullshit.
Of the same bullshit.
Yes.
Let's see. I don't think the Sea City is going to happen, guys. I mean, maybe. Do you think it's going to happen?
Oh, man, no, what the fuck? No, I don't know about that.
Undadasi.
No, dude, I'm challenging that
Undadasi.
No, fuck it. No, I'm challenging that,
dude. You
don't
think the Sea City is a fantasy?
I think the Sea City could fucking happen, dude.
All right. Well, what are you going to put up against the Sea City?
Man, let me see.
What do you think is more plausible? I mean, some of this shit just can't happen. Like, Yodorovsky's Dune just ain't happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's definitely...
We can't really base it on that criteria.
Well, let's look. So, Sea City, scroll down, TJ, for me, would you?
Give me one second.
Give me one second.
All right.
Give me one second. You know what? I'm going to put it up against fucking X-ray glasses.
All right. Throw it out there to the patrons. X-ray glasses.
Fucking Sea City, dude.
Or the Ocean City.
The fucking... Dude, let's make Atlantis real, people. Make Atlantis real again.
No, it's never going to happen.
It's going to fucking happen, dude.
Colonizing
we're going to have
no
a fucking
ocean.
City under the fucking sea. Under the
dude,
sea.
We can't even get clean water into
sea.
A city on the ground.
Oh, you know, Paul, you just don't want to have a good time. You just don't want to fucking have a jolly old time under the fucking sea city.
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, well, you're a pessimist, dude. You're a fucking pessimist, Paul.
I would love to be under the sea in a big
under
dome.
Under the sea.
Looking at all the weird
the little fucking crab
shit.
Is dancing with you, dude. Then you fucking throw it in a boiling pot and you eat it. And it's just great. You have this great time.
Well, moving on.
What else you cutting, Paul? Was that your second?
Yeah.
So you got three more?
Yeah, white genocide is a little lower. I mean, that's just, you know, it needed to be mentioned that it's...
Well, we know it's going to happen anyways, of course.
Right. That's
already happening.
I mean, and it's not a genocide either. It's just ethnic drift or whatever you want to call it.
It's genocide, Paul!
Like, you can't call... Like generations of people fucking and creating children a genocide. That just, you can't do it. So,
the way of life in this country is going to change radically, Paul. Say that when you're in a fucking FEMA camp!
Get rid of the new media revolution while we're on this page because it was never coming in the first place.
Hey, we did get Alex Jones and people like that, though.
Yeah, look at that. Look at the great shit we've got. Yeah, get rid of the wall, too, because let's be honest, that's never happening.
Mexico's going to pay for it, dude.
Yeah, that's
not
happening.
They're going to pay for this tremendous...
The wall's never happening.
The wall just got 10 feet taller.
Pending this...
come on, give me a fucking break, dude.
This poll.
Was that 4 from you, Paul?
I think that was 5.
TJ, what's the results from our poll?
You need a little more time on the poll.
Yeah, only 100, it's got to cook for a minute.
Only about 100 votes in. I'm going to wait until there's at least 150.
All right. Go and vote if you're a patron. X-ray glasses versus Ocean City.
All right, I'm cutting this RV trip.
Whoa. It's my turn to cut.
You ain't cutting the RV trip. It's protected for like 3 rounds because it already won a challenge, TJ. And
bullshit.
It smashed a challenge.
All right, so Scotty, it's your turn. I guess.
My first cut be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, virtual reality. No, I could. That would be really cool.
People,
if
go vote. Sea City or X-ray glasses. Need about 40 more votes before I can decide.
So scroll down.
Okay.
End of the Iraq War.
I mean, yeah, it's never happening.
Yeah,
there's no end to war.
Yeah,
anymore.
America doesn't end wars.
Like part of a huge chunk of our economy is based around constant war, so we have to keep doing it.
It's got
to
be constant.
Yep.
Any YouTube improvement. We know that's never fucking happened.
Yeah, that's never
too
happened.
Too far-fetched.
Never was going to happen. I agree. Get it out of here.
Let's see. A single change from change.org.
Yeah, that's never going to happen either. Get out of here.
See you later. World War III.
You know what? The closest we came to change from change.org was to get people to be able to drink the red liquid from the dark sarcophagus. We got a lot.
I still haven't had a sip.
I still haven't either, but we came close to that ambrosia, TJ. Would you take a sip of the red liquid from the dark sarcophagus, TJ?
You know, I don't know if I would or I wouldn't, but I want the right.
Would
to
you
make
kiss
that
the
decision.
Infinite, TJ?
All right, Scotty, Sea City is gone.
Sea City's got to go.
What was the vote?
Sea City 63, X-ray glasses 98.
Dude, this is a crock of shit. These people did not know how to fucking vote. This is why, you know what? This is why voting doesn't work.
Where the fuck is Sea City?
This fucking affirmed in my mind why voting doesn't work, dude.
Undada-C.
You put fucking... I mean, look, X-ray glasses would be fucking cool. You know what? I should have fucking known. All the fucking perverts in this goddamn audience were like...
Yeah, I was wondering what you were thinking, choosing
I
want to
see titties.
People naked, you know?
Yeah, a sea metropolis versus I could see some titties, which they could see on the internet for fucking free anyways. Fucking simpletons.
Man, how did we miss putting a working diet on this list? Whatever.
Well, I mean, some people have that already.
They just suck.
They exist, dude. Yeah.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do.
Don't.
There's people who are skinny. What are you talking about?
They don't.
Well, they do work. It works for some people, Paul.
No, it doesn't.
What do you mean it doesn't? There's evidence.
Never the history of mankind.
Oh, okay. Whatever, dude.
There's a diet work.
There's a diet that... Okay, it's because it's a diet you don't want to eat. Because
you can't lose weight changing diet alone.
Yes, you can. You most certainly can.
You have to change your lifestyle.
Yeah, but if you just change simply what you eat... Paul, look, let me plan your meals and I guarantee you'll lose weight.
All right, fair enough.
Here's the problem. Because if I did that, you would say, like, oh, well, fuck that at a certain point. I have autonomy, which you do, of course. And you're not going to want someone else to tell you what to do. But if you literally ate a regimen of food, like this many calories down to this.
Some broccoli and a chicken breast.
Yeah, you know? You would lose weight. Even if you changed nothing else about your lifestyle. If you lowered your calories enough, you would lose weight.
That's probably true. God damn it. I got to get some broccoli and some chicken breasts.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but then you eat that shit and you're like, man, this is horrible.
Paul, do that for a week and I'll be all like, where are the corn dogs?
Well, the first week I'm usually like, man, I wish I could have 2 more of those chicken breasts. And then like, you know, after that I'm
you
like,
you want to fry them in
2 weeks
too.
In I'm like, man, I'm sick of chicken breasts. Holy shit, and broccoli, I never want to look at again. Maybe I'll switch to cauliflower. That'll
do it. That's the fucking solution.
That's a magic bullet.
Man, this is tough.
What do you got, one more?
I think I have like one more or something. We're all stoners, who knows? I'm gonna say cold fusion.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think it's possible, right? Like physics says no way.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna happen.
All right.
So TJ, I think we're back to you now. How many do we have left? That's all I know now. We've been a lot of cuts. We've cut like what 25.
I don't know.
You don't fucking know, do you, huh?
Let's see.
Huh, TJ.
Yeah, well, we've made some significant really dent in the list.
We had a fucking dent. Yeah. 36, fuck,
down
dude.
To 36, so we've almost cut it by half, which is good. It's got to go more, though. We've got to cut it by another factor of almost 4. So a quarter of these, three quarters of these got to go.
I want to cut the Napoleon movie because I've never even heard of that. I've heard of him doing AI.
I haven't heard of
him. All right, get it out of here.
These are all kind of similar. You're a Texas Secession. We all know those pussies ain't going nowhere.
Yep. No challenge for me.
Weather Machine, I think it's probably about time to go.
Yeah, see you later, Weather
Bye,
Machine.
Bye, Weather Machine. It was nice knowing
you. Mind Control, I think we do have.
Oh, shit. All right, but I'm the fucking weirdo for thinking we faked the moon landing, though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, we flew.
We have mind control.
Yeah, we flew through the Van Allen
belt. Why do you think?
In a fucking paper mache airplane, TJ. That's what happened.
Uh-huh. So, TJ, so why do you think we have mind control? What's the evidence that suggests that?
Just look how easily led people are.
That's not necessarily mind control. That's more like manipulation.
That's like willing.
I don't know
laziness.
If it's necessarily like you're getting sleepy, very sleepy kind of shit, but like I think that.
Well, how do you define mind control? I mean, isn't mind control like, isn't it essentially saying...
I don't want to argue about this. I'm cutting it. Unless you were going to challenge it.
Whoa.
You're not going to argue about it? Then yeah, I'd fuck you. I do challenge, bitch. All right.
What is your challenge?
You put whatever you want up because I want it to be... Because you know what, TJ? The people are going to see through your fucking peripheral aid, dude. All
right. So mind control.
Pretty confident in mind control, TJ?
It exists.
All right. So you're willing to put up pretty much anything against it then? How about Jodorowsky's Dune, TJ? How about that?
You're the one that's for the challenge, all right?
Yeah, it's the challenge, right? The Misery Hour with TJ.
Mind control or a Dune movie?
I'm not going to actually defend my position. I just have it. I'm right. Thanks.
I don't feel like it.
I don't feel that hit.
My head hurts. I want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, TJ,
oh my
please.
God!
I want you to go to Betty. All right, so mind control versus Jodorowsky's Dune. What do you want?
I want you to go to Betty.
Throw it up there.
It's vote time. Vote.
All right. Vote. You got a couple more cuts, TJ. All
right. So let's see.
Blast through them.
How many do I got? Two, three.
You got two or three more. Yeah, something like all that. All
right. So cancer cure. No, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Let's see.
That would be nice to not have to worry about, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Healthy food that tastes good. That'd be pretty cool.
How about bad food that's healthy? That's not a thing. That's the same thing.
I was like, wait a minute. It's always the skin of cat.
The ethno state, stupid. Whatever.
Yeah, dumb. Yeah, you're right.
Fuck the ethno state.
Yeah, we're just fucking on JF a little bit with that.
You look silly.
Uploading your brain into a computer.
Yeah.
All right, no challenge.
I think that'll happen at some point, but I've already challenged you twice, so I'm going to save my last one.
This guy is always losing these challenges.
This guy always loses the challenges.
He's losing this new one, too, unless you guys want to go fucking him up. 63 votes in, we need about... 100 more or whatever.
Look what a mess our fucking roads are on the ground. We're never going to get flying cars, dude.
Isn't that all the more reason we should have flying cars?
No. More people fucking wrecking into each other in the air and then that death and destruction raining down on the people that live below. That doesn't sound great.
Man, I want flying cars.
You want flying cars until the engine for one comes through your living room one night. Because some idiot was tooling around in this flying car.
I challenge.
Oh, you're going to challenge that? Yeah. All right.
I'm going to put it up against the moon base.
All right, put it up against the moon base, TJ. You'll find out what people really want. They want that moon base.
TJ's right.
You know why they want the moon base, TJ? Because they want somewhere for you to go when you get to the moon in your RV trip.
Well, TJ said he wanted to have a space station. Why not a moon base? Would a moon base satisfy you, TJ?
A moon base would be cooler, actually.
We need flying cars. It's a fucking solve the traffic issue.
We don't need flying... No, the traffic... What is the traffic issue in your mind? Too few, like, giant jet engines coming through your fucking living room? Ooh. Do you, like, look at how these idiots around here drive, TJ.
Yeah. That's why they need more space, more road.
Look how you drive. That oopsie down in the parking garage, if that happened in the air, it would rain fucking fiery death on somebody below.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So that's just
That would have been awesome. Yeah, because if you'd have killed somebody with a jet engine, you'd be like just laughing
now. It's not really that feasible. Like, with the current technology we have, it's not really feasible. Like, Fuck feasibility.
We've all seen Back to the Future. We know what we need. Don't listen.
We've seen Back to the Future. I've seen a work of fiction, so we should have flying cars. Yeah, flying cars in theory would be cool if there was a bunch of safeguards and it wasn't really any more dangerous. Yeah, then maybe then. But let's be honest, people would be killed left and right.
There's two polls for you guys to vote in up here,
dude. So many people would be fucking killed, TJ. You know, people drunk rednecks right here would have fucking flown into your house by now. Like, oops.
Nah.
Aliens is a fantasy. It's not even something that we would want to happen because chances are they would just consume us or something. So let's get them off of here because it's not going to happen.
All right, fine.
We wouldn't want it to happen. We'll get Y2K off of here, too. I mean, it was a big old hoax and the whole world was supposed to end, but it didn't. So get it off.
Well, that's the whole point, is that it didn't.
Yeah, it never happened. Get it? Yeah, everything that never happened.
But
cut.
But of all the things that never happened,
we should just end up with a list of zero. That would be the best way to end this. Come on, that's a brilliant idea.
All right, so
just cut everything. They never
that's
happened.
Not done yet either. All right.
That criteria. Let's see. Scroll down a little bit for me.
Okay.
Keep it going. Keep it going. Let's see. I'm a good Star Wars movie. I'd just rather they stop making them.
Yeah, you just rather.
Yeah, I agree with you on that point.
Just stop it.
Just give it up.
I don't want a
good
one.
Get out of here.
I don't want a bad one.
Get out of here, kid.
I don't want any more of them.
I got nothing for you here.
Just leave them be. Leave the corpse at rest.
Quit poking the corpse.
Yeah.
Look at
the metric system, too. I don't need that shit. I don't even know why that's on here. Fuck the fucking limey ass Brits.
Dude, it's fucking funnier.
I'm too stone. Fuck that shit. You want to be, like, measured like rocks? You know what I mean? Like, fuck that. Fuck these dumb fucks. No metric. Fuck them. What else can we get rid of? Overthrowing the government's never going to happen. I've seen these fat, dumb fucks. They couldn't overthrow a fucking burger
joint.
Are you talking
about how people in the UK use stone to weigh themselves? Is that what you're talking about?
All right,
I don't think that's metric, though. I think that's, like, some British system or some
mind
shit.
Mind control stays. Jodorowsky's doing goes.
I think we should just have some free-form cuts
Sean
here.
Hannity.
That
that Sean Hannity shit needs to go because, look, I don't really want him to be waterboarded. I think it's funnier that he said he would and he didn't.
Yeah.
So I never want that to happen.
Yeah. It is funnier. I want that to, like, till the day he dies. Maybe they'll just keep it going after
he dies. Oh, that'd be great. Like, 87 years and Sean Hannity said he would fucking be waterboarded.
Yeah.
Fucking heat death of the universe, corpse.
All right, then we need 10 more votes on the most recent poll, moon base or flying cars. Which do you want to stay? Need 10 more votes.
What about the other one?
I already told you. Mind control stays. Jodorowsky's
oh, man, the Chijika fans riding fucking force, dude.
Everybody's
mind
all
control!
Feeling,
mind
everybody's
control!
All feeling bad for TJ.
Oh, I know. Poor
sick.
Little TJ.
He's got his pitiful goggles on tonight.
It's because they know mind control.
They know it's real. I don't want to argue or prove my point or provide any evidence, but I'm right. Believe
me.
Wait,
I wanted to cut mind control, so I lost. What the fuck are you talking about?
It should have been cut, dude. Should have been cut.
Let's see. What about a good video game movie? How about we just no video game movies? How about video games or movies or movies? How about that?
Yeah.
I don't know if I necessarily agree, but I agree for the most part.
I mean, I don't know, dude. I just
I mean, like,
make some cuts.
I'm fine. I'm not going to challenge it, but yeah. I think we'd better. I think there's potential for video games to be adapted into television shows.
Well, the Castlevania show is pretty cool. Anyway, Moonbase won to stay, so I guess people don't like flying cars as much as I do. It's 91 to 68. So goodbye, flying cars.
You're gone.
It's just because, like I said, TJ, they're facilitating your trip to the moon.
I don't want to go to the moon.
The moon needs to be there.
You shouldn't have promised it on that drunken fucking night.
I mean, it's been three rounds, TJ. Do you want to put
November 17th, 2007, TJ. You thought I forgot that date, didn't you? The day you promised the people you were going to the moon.
Oh, you were in that hangout, Paul? You were there when he was like,
there.
The moon trip is coming!
Listen, guys, I know this is crazy, but me and Case have been drinking Everclear all night, and I got to tell you one thing. I'm going to the moon, but I need $45 right now, or the trip's canceled, guys. I won't get to go to the moon, guys. I won't get to go to the moon. Please.
How does the truth being revealed make you feel, TJ?
Good.
Makes you feel good.
I think at this point, x-ray glasses can probably go. I mean, I don't even know what that means. Does that mean like glasses that remove your clothes?
Yeah, where you can see people naked.
I mean, that's not ever going to...
Yeah, that's not happening.
I mean, there might be a way for it, like augmented reality, to like remove people's clothes in the future.
But... I will defend my pervy glasses till the death of me.
All right, we'll challenge it then.
I challenge.
Oh, man. Here we go, dude. TJ's burned two of his challenges on stupid fucking x-ray glasses.
I put the fucking...
You just tell that this is a real stroke fucking fantasy for TJ. Like,
oh, yeah, it totally
I'm
is.
In public wearing a pair of seemingly normal shades, but really I'm looking at all the fat rumps walking by. Oh, yeah.
How is that not awesome?
I mean, it's kind of awesome, but I don't know that I'd spend all my fucking time defending it.
So what are we going to put up? To my so x-ray breath. Glasses versus what?
X-ray glasses versus put it up against cancer, TJ, if it's such a solid one.
All right.
Put it up to cancer.
Cancer cure. Fuck, dude. No more cancer.
Do
or
people
x-ray
want,
glasses.
Man, why am I even asking, dude? I know how they're going to vote. Do people want the cure for cancer, the end of this horrible
x-ray
disease?
X-ray glasses!
Or do they want to sit around in public looking at people's rumps?
Oh, dude, you already know the answer to that.
TJ's giggling already because he knows.
Oh, dude.
I know which way
cancer
the wind is blowing on this
so
one.
Bad.
I know.
Cancer's going to keep killing, but you're going to be able to see titties and ass whenever you want.
Yep.
Or
there you
dick.
Go.
Or whatever the fuck is you want to look at.
Perving on people in public is more important.
Public perving.
Do you see dogs without fur and stuff, dude?
I think you can like kind of just choose what you want to see.
That's kind of weird.
So what do you mean you think you can?
Yeah.
I think
in your mind, you think you can?
It reads your brainwaves, and, you know, unless you want to see a person naked, you don't have to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, you know, you don't want to see everybody naked.
At that point, though, wouldn't you just be able to be like, show me the hottest bitch ever naked and just, like, look at, like, live, like, facsimiles of every
you don't want a facsimile. You want to see through them clothes.
Well, that's not going to be possible, TJ.
But you know what?
Shit what's possible.
TJ would actually go out. TJ
this
would have
is a list about
dude, what you're going to get is an approximate. You're going to get a program that scans their body.
We would...
And then makes an approximation of their naked body and doesn't overlay.
What I'm going to get is glasses that see through people's
clothes.
Dude,
TJ would actually stop being a shut-in if this happened. If x-ray glasses were a thing, TJ would be going to like festivals.
No, he
like,
wouldn't. I don't think he would.
Oh yeah, he would. Dude.
I think TJ would spend all his whole day like looking at people on TV and using it on them.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the news angle.
So that's what Megyn Kelly's tits look like.
Oh, because.
Well, I could go out and look at some public rump, or I could just stay here and see what Sofia Vergara's ass looks like.
Yeah.
Just watch Modern Family. Let's get into that. Also, when I'm real fucking curious, I can look at Ed O'Neill's
You know what? You're right.
Too.
Everything would become porn for TJ.
I wonder if Ed O'Neill's got like a tiny dick or a big old schlong. I guess I'll know now.
Yeah, dude.
Going through every show he's ever watched and seeing what all the characters look like naked. Dude, Star Trek alone would keep TJ busy for like months. Like, I want to see what that Lieutenant Uhura scene was like, but with her naked.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have to rewatch every movie I've ever seen. You know?
I want to see what that 7 of 9 arc was like, but the whole time her tits and bush are out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
dude.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, wow. This is the...
7 of bush. Hey, oh, fuck yeah.
It really enhances the story.
This plot makes so much
see,
more
dude,
sense.
That's why TJ wouldn't leave, because he would come up with endless, like, you know what I want to do? I want to watch Die Hard. But the whole time, John McClane's wife is fucking butt naked. You can see her pussy and shit.
You know, every movie watches all the characters be naked, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. And John McClane's, like, he drags his dick through the glass, too. Because, like,
ow.
I can see John McClane's schlong the whole time.
Dude, I actually want people to vote for the glasses because I want TJ to get them.
I want him, dude.
He wants him so bad. He's just, like, giddy with excitement for him now, and I feel bad. So
what is the vote now, dude?
Yeah,
man, they're voting for cancer so far, bastards.
Well, I mean, like, you know, you can't blame... A lot of people lost a lot of loved ones to cancer, TJ.
What a bunch of fucking faggots.
Nobody's ever lost a loved one to the desire to see what Ed O'Neill's dick looks like.
Fuck cancer, man. Fuck a cancer cure. What a bunch of fucking pussies.
You know what? Dude. I wonder if the Pirates of the Caribbean movies are better if everyone in them is fucking naked.
The answer is yes, obviously.
You think, dude, would you want... I guess I kind of want to see what...
Jack Sparrow.
I want to see what fucking... what's his name? Davy Jones.
All right,
looks
I guess
like
X-ray glasses in the most ridiculous upset of all time lose.
They lose. It loses to cancer.
Fuck that.
Well,
man,
I'm sorry,
our audience
TJ.
Is so fucking stupid.
A bunch of dream crushers out there, TJ. All right. Well, my next, or am I done? Is it on to you now?
I don't know whose turn.
Or
it is.
I think we're just calling out.
We're just
ones
cutting
now.
Him.
Yeah, whatever. Let's Scott, see. You go.
Cut a fucking few. Go, dude.
What do you want?
Oh man, I'm gonna have to fucking cut Kubrick's AI. All
right. I mean, all right,
yeah, get it out of here.
On some level, it did happen, even if it was a shitty Spielberg.
Yeah,
version.
That's kind of how I feel about it. I mean, it's not exactly his vision, but I mean, there's bits and pieces of him there.
What else? Anything else?
Oh man,
jumping out at you.
Or
Death of Religion.
Yeah, I mean, it was never gonna happen.
That was never gonna fucking happen, dude. That's a pipe dream.
Scroll down a little bit. Let's see this.
There's nothing
page.
Else.
Oh, that's it. We're down to,
we're down to just this.
Mobile gaming that doesn't suck.
We're almost. Yeah, we could fit them on.
Yeah,
one.
Mobile gaming that doesn't suck was never supposed to happen. How about we just get rid of these stupid mobile devices altogether? Thank you. Bye.
See, World War III. That definitely. I feel that's a top tenner right there. Functional printer.
I don't know. It's kind of a fun joke one, but I guess it's
I mean, we're getting pretty close to the bottom here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Let's see. Healthy food that tastes good is a nice dream, but the things, everything that we know that makes things taste good is not
unhealthy.
Healthy. Yeah. So, you know what I mean?
See ya.
Unless they invent a way to make pepperoni good for you.
Eat some vegan pepperoni, Paul.
That's not pepperoni. That's
I feel like
vegan
we need
pepperoni.
To choose between whether we want Moonbase or Man Walks on Mars, because those are both kind of similar.
Yeah, I mean, because if you can walk on Mars, you can imagine we'd have a
we'd
some
have
kind
a moon
of
base
on
already,
the moon.
So.
I mean, what would be cooler, though?
Walking on Mars, probably.
I guess, I mean,
that's another planet. The moon is way closer than Mars.
TJ's just trying to get out of going on the RV trip with this shit.
I mean, you guys still have the stupid RV trip to the moon on there. So.
I challenge then.
Oh, shit.
I want the
back,
people
TJ.
To decide moon Control base Z, or walk on Mars, because I want to see if the people want that moon base waiting for you there, TJ, for your fucking trip to the moon that you promised on November 17th, 2007, TJ.
Mm-hmm.
In a deleted late night Everclear driven stream.
All right, we'll keep one of these things.
Yep. Moon base or life on or a man walks on Mars.
Who stays?
Yep.
I'm making it a three-way challenge.
Oh, are you now?
Yes.
Between what other
RV
option?
Trip around America?
No.
I challenge
no,
that then.
Yep.
I challenge that.
I burn a challenge as well if I need to. Do you fucking
I challenge that.
You're the one that put these two together. Let the people decide. That's all I'm asking for. That's
a
sensible
challenge. I challenge that then. I challenge that, TJ.
Because you suck, TJ.
Well,
you just want to get rid of the RV.
I challenge
you
putting three.
It's going on the list.
I want
it
to be only two.
What?
The people ain't going to let you get rid of the RV.
I don't want
it
to be a three-way challenge. I want it to be a two-way challenge.
Yeah. It's man on the it's moon base or man walking on Mars, TJ.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get rid of the fucking RV trip around America.
You can't.
Yeah, I am.
I'm going to challenge it until the day is done, TJ, and the people will never vote it
out. I'm challenging
it's
TJ.
It's going on the list, TJ.
And as the precedent we established on like with the 12-hour show, that it's valid.
It's going on the list. It's
so,
going
TJ,
on the list.
Are you
going
to allow only those two to go up, or do you insist on the three?
I don't really know what the rules are.
The rules.
The rule would be that
you were the one that said no rules earlier. Remember?
Yeah. Well, I'm saying I fucking put this.
Well,
on
the
there.
Rule then would be that we'd have to have a poll. Should you be allowed to do all three, or only two?
You want to have a poll to decide what poll we're gonna do?
Yeah, because I challenge the validity of what you're doing.
And I challenge
I'll wait till the next round before I fucking do that. So what stays? Moon base or man walks on the fucking thing?
Browbeaten. Browbeaten, dude.
All right, now I'm eliminating this RV trip around America. Okay, what do you challenge?
I'm gonna put up real AI.
Yep.
All right.
Do people want a real AI that could possibly push humanity into the future, or do they want your feet held to the fire on the RV trip and furthermore the trip to the moon that you promised on November 17th, 2007 in a drunken late night Ustream?
Now deleted, of course.
Now deleted famously because you wanted to take the money and run, TJ. You collected 45 hard-earned dollars on that day, TJ, and you still have not gone anywhere near the moon. Mm. You've been no closer to the moon than any of the people that paid you, TJ.
That's true.
I think you know, TJ, what the people are going to do in this instance. I think you're watching it happen before your eyes, TJ.
I implore the fine patrons that give us money every month to do the right thing.
They know what to do.
And I put my total trust and total faith in
the patrons.
All
right, you guys got two polls to vote in.
The important thing is that they participate in the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go vote.
Of getting TJ to the moon.
TJ should be on the moon. He should have gone by now.
He should have been at least closer to the moon than most people.
I mean, TJ, you in contact with Elon Musk trying to get on maybe a SpaceX to the moon?
Have you ever one day woken up and been like, you know what today I'm going to do? I'm going to work on getting to the moon and tried to build a rocket or do anything to get you there, TJ?
Do they have companies that are trying to go to back to the moon right now? TJ could hook up with one of those companies easy.
Reinvest that $45 and get to the moon. Uh-huh. Get to the moon. All right. Let's see. What else has got to go? Laser weapons.
Yeah, it's kind of lame.
I mean, they're not lame, but
they're lame.
We're looking at the hard edge of things now. I mean, we need to cut two or three more of these.
You need to cut five. Well, I don't know. Some will be cut.
Two are going to be cut for these outstanding polls. So, yeah, we got three more that we got to cut, gentlemen. We're down to that. Mind control. I want to cut it now. TJ, do you want to challenge mind control at this point?
Nah.
Do you think it belongs in the top 10? He says no. Scotty, what say you? No.
I wanted it gone before.
All right. Well, there we go. Mind control is now gone.
Oh, man. This is getting down to it. So we have two more to cut.
We've got two outstanding polls. We've got two more that have got to be hard cut.
Oh, man.
All right, moon base has lost.
All right.
So it's gone 61 to 89.
See, I see.
And, of course, real AI. I mean, whatever. It's not even close.
Look on his face.
You know what?
It's beautiful.
Oh, I mean, there is no moon base. I guess maybe now we can cut the RV trip in America.
No, it's got to be on the list.
You're out of challenges.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I am not.
You've used all your challenges.
I challenge that assertion. A challenge that you assert to not exist. All right, fine.
I don't think it belongs on the list.
Whatever.
Let's just get rid of it.
Can we, you know what? Give it the Jude
Honorable
Law
mention.
Prize. Yeah, give it the Jude Law Prize.
No, give it the Jude Law.
The official number one slot prize that we always do for these.
Yeah, so...
Take it out. Make it the Jude Law exemption prize winner for this
round.
It's
only fair.
Because the people have voted for it so many times, there's no way we can outright remove it. We got to give it the Jude Law prize, the runner-up.
RV trip around America. And, of course, to the moon! So one more. One more's got
to
go.
Yeah, one more's got to go before we can order this beast. Get to the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, man. What goes... So let's just go down. Cure for the Common Cold. What do you guys feel about that one?
I mean, I think that one's a strong contender for getting out of here, honestly, because most of us don't turn into simpering piles of heavy breathing weirdness when we have a common cold.
Shut up. You will when you have this one.
I ain't getting that one, TJ.
Dude, my immune system's on steroids, dude.
I ain't fighting it. Go ahead. It's gone.
All right. We have
Why do you sound drunk?
He's drunk on the power of his position to make up rules as he sees fit. Now, I think he's just a little delirious. TJ's a little woozy.
Woozy, woozy. Yeah.
He's having a bout of delirium. Well, we need to order these, and I think it's obvious what our number one should be. The universe where we all die in a plane crash. That's definitely the top 10 the number one thing that never happened. I don't think any of us can personally argue against that.
Yeah, that would be it. That wouldn't be the universe I'd want to be from, dude.
Right, because we wouldn't even be here to make a list about it, which would fuck up the whole plan of eventually ranking everything in the world.
And it has to kind of really be number one.
So I think that the universe where we all die in a plane crash has got to be our number one. I think we lock it in there.
I really can't challenge that. I mean, if it wasn't here to make the list, I mean, if it's that universe where we're all dead, I mean, we ain't making shit, dude.
Yeah.
We ain't doing shit. We're all just dead. We're
not
just...
only that, but nobody. There's nothing good anywhere to watch for anybody, you know?
A lot of depressed people in the world, dude.
Yeah. All right. So what about a number two? Is there a strong contender for number two?
Oh, I feel like it would be clean energy.
World War III.
You think clean energy is number two?
Because, dude, when we think about it, clean renewable energy would basically transform the world entirely. Everything about like your life, like the way you get around, the you know, if you wanted to fucking have crops or grow shit or do shit, you'd be able to do it. Like it would lift so many restrictions on society. And
I say World War III, man.
You think so?
Because it's cool. I want to see it.
All right. Well, we could put it up for a vote.
What are you thinking, Paul? I mean, so she just put up World War III.
It's tough because you're right. I mean, both of those things would fundamentally transform the world. And I tend to be on the more pessimist side of things and the more nihilist side of things.
So you're going
to
go with World War III?
I'm thinking World War III might be a more impactful thing. Because like at this point, even if we got clean, renewable energy, we're still fucked. But World War III, I mean, it's about us being fucked. So if we're going to be fucked either way, why not pick World War III?
Yeah, let's be fucked in a grandiose way.
I mean, that's the quickest way to fucked that we got is World War III.
I should have known the pessimist would vote for that. All right, that's fair enough. I mean, you guys outvote me, so World War III.
But I'm fine with a clean energy being three.
Let's do it.
For sure. So clean energy is three.
Number three.
A three. What about leaving legal drugs right there? Or should we put freedom of speech before legal drugs?
I like legal drugs better.
You like legal drugs right where it's at as number four?
Yeah.
And then maybe even followed by freedom of speech? Or do we care about cancer more than we care about speech?
I think freedom of speech is a good number five.
All right.
I'm feeling like second company being number 10 is kind of where it belongs.
All right.
At the top there. What are you guys thinking?
Yeah, I agree.
Probably so.
Because, I mean, like, I really wouldn't want it.
I mean, it'd be fun to see. Some of the shit that's supposed to happen is supposed to
be
the
harbingers of death and doom and destruction. Yeah, man.
I want to chill with pestilence.
What do you guys think about Man Walks on Mars? I guess I think that's... Because, I mean, I'm of two minds of it, because it would be a monumental moment for humanity, but is it really...
I mean, we need to get off this planet if we have any hope of surviving as a species.
Yeah,
so.
We might want to bump it. Because, getting off this planet is instrumental to us having any chance.
Not that I think we do.
And it would be cool.
Yeah, it would
just
be badass.
Yeah, it would be cool, dude. Get your ass to Mars! So that's six. I'd probably put... Well, I would say American universal healthcare, because curing cancer would be good, but... I still think that a lot more people would benefit from just an overall healthcare system. I mean, curing cancer.
And there are other problems than cancer for sure, and this would address
right
cancer
now. Most
as well.
People can't even pay for them, so
right. And then just leave cancer there, and virtual reality locks in at nine. And hey, look at that!
Dude.
We got a fucking list, gentlemen. We did it.
How do you feel, TJ? You feel like you accomplished something today?
Oh, I feel so accomplished, dude.
Yeah.
This is so meaningful.
How accomplished.
Dude, you're kind of a mean guy, TJ. He's a mean person, mean spirited. Mm-hmm. Everyone here's been jovial, just trying to fucking have a, you know, like have us a couple jokes with you, TJ.
Move that to the top where it belongs, by the way, TJ. The Jude Law Prize is always.
Well, the list goes this way. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
The list goes this way.
So. You want to do your traditional recap, TJ, of our finalized list?
It's all right.
No longer up for debate. It's been decided.
The decided list. Top 10 everything never. Number 10, the second coming of Jesus.
Jeebus.
He's coming back.
Never did happen.
He's coming to judge. Number 9, virtual reality. I know we got some lame-ass version. We're not talking about that shit.
That's
about
totally better than X-ray specs.
We're talking about totally immersive virtual reality.
We're talking about what we were promised back in the fucking 90s.
Who wants to see some chick on the streets ass when you can like have the perfect, a million of the perfect jiggly asses in your face to play the bongos?
Dude, Paul would be getting the fucking pleasure programs, dude.
Number 8, the cure for cancer. It's about time.
Cancer sucks.
Number 7, universal health care in America. Number 6, man walks on Mars.
Fuck yeah,
dude. That'd be cool.
Number 5, actual honest to God freedom of speech. Number 4, all drugs are legal, which is kind of a virtual reality in and of itself.
Yeah.
Number 3, clean energy. Number 2, World War 3. Number 1, the universe where we all die in a plane crash.
There it is.
We all, meaning the three of us.
And of course, the traditional top winner, the one that wasn't even in the contention.
The undisputed winner, yes. Of course.
Really, truly the undisputed
My
winner.
RV trip around America and to the moon.
Of course, to the moon.
Your promised RV trip. There it is, folks. Now you know the top 10 everythings that never happened.
These are the top things.
But
that
you never know.
Happened.
Maybe with this list.
But maybe one day
it'll happen. And this list will be wrong.
You could say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.
If you're not a patron, become one. A lot of crazy shit. Episode 2 of Dank Dungeons and Drunken Dragons coming this month. A bunch of other crazy shit. Check out our
shit
tiers
coming.
At the Patreon
Shit's
link below.
Coming.
Become
and
a patron.
Someone come shoot me.
Come shoot TJ.
Please, I beg you.
Shoot him full of your love.
Oh, God.